Good morning. It is my privilege to present a message for our worship today. I'll be preaching here and then walking over to 1107 and when finished here. I did want to acknowledge the extra warmth in the sanctuary. We always want to be a warm church, so we're living up to that. And it's in honor of the camp meeting before AC. So just think about those wonderful thoughts. Let me share with you just a few words. We are moving along throughout our year. Camp meeting is a time to remember, you know, the real basics, the real essentials of our faith, and we want to celebrate that. We want to celebrate our walk with Jesus and continue on our discipleship roadmap. We finished that series, but this is ongoing, that we're all looking for our next step in growing in our discipleship journey. We all have a next step, so we want to do that. As a church, together, we want to focus on our relationship with God and the love of God and share that love with other people. That's when we are at our best. We want to function on all cylinders. And so we want to know this love of God, experience this love of God, and share it with others, and have it impact our church and the world in which we live. And so we look to be the very best, hit on all spiritual cylinders, grow in our discipleship journey. And even though we're not of one mind, we have differences of opinion here and there, we seek that unity, that deep unity that is in Jesus Christ alone. And we seek to go deeper with that and to grow in our unity, which draws other people in. So many folks are battling battles, and we as a church, we have an opportunity to live in this deep unity, this love of Christ, this discipleship of Christ, and to make a difference in our world. So let's do it. Let's function on all these cylinders. Let's let August be a kickoff for our own spiritual growth and living and experiencing this love of God and sharing it. And also, we want to move into next week, where we'll be talking about the book of Esther, which is not a common book to preach from. It's a short book, but it has a wonderful message. And one of those messages is that God uses imperfect people like you and me. And if you're perfect, you're excused for this series. You don't even have to attend. You can just support the church in other ways. But no, seriously, it's a time to remember that we are all imperfect, but yet we are united with this call to serve the perfect Lord who has the perfect vision and the perfect will for our lives. So we seek to learn of our imperfection, but also to grow in this perfection of Christ. Now, I'd like to share with you the 112th Psalm. If you want to experience life and get deeper insight into your life, read the Psalms. It has every emotion we can go through. And Psalm 112 speaks to something very deep for all of us. In particular, if there's any fear in our life, we're called to trust God, but we know that our fears get in the way. So I'd like to read the 112th Psalm. I'll be reading from the New International Version. It will be on the screen from the New International Version, but take this with you today and read through these thoughts. There are so many wonderful thoughts and teachings of core tenets in our walk of trust with the Lord. The psalmist says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in the darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will not be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I want to pray and remember those that lost their lives tragically in El Paso and Ohio over the past 24 hours. Would you bow with me? Lord, we turn to you again. We have just read where we will not be afraid in the face of bad news. We've heard of the senseless death and terrible violence and evil that has taken lives in the last 24 hours. We pray for their families. We pray for all those affected by this tragedy, these tragedies. And now as we open your word, we pray that we will hear the message that you have for us, message that you have for us as a church. Because we live in a world that trusts in a lot of different things. But we are taught here to trust you. Help us. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I was with my grandson over the last week. He really didn't go through the terrible twos. He's now in the thrilling threes, and he's doing very well. And he loves to jump in the water from a platform, and he really has no fear as long as I'm there to catch him. And as long as I'm there to catch him, he will do it as many times as I will catch him and take him and place him back up on the pier and over and over and over again. In fact, that's his favorite word once he does it. Again, again. And no fear, because he knows he has someone that loves him that has his arms open waiting for him. And you know, that is a wonderful image for us in our journey through life, to know that there's someone that has their arms ready to open and catch us, to be with us through life that's difficult. And if you're thinking, I don't have such a person, there is good news. We all have a Heavenly Father that opens his arms to catch us when we're in the face of bad news, when we're in the face of that which blindsided, when we're in the face of the difficult. We have a Father who waits and who is there for us. And that is the core teaching of this message. It's not a complicated message. In fact, against my usual plans, I only have this one PowerPoint slide prepared today. I really want to hone in on this point of trusting in the Lord. Because this was the way it was in the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. Basically, the Lord commanded to follow one rule. Do not eat of the forbidden fruit. And yet, it was the suspicion, it was the pride that led Adam and Eve partaking of the forbidden fruit. And we're all a result of this fall. But make no mistake, God then and now wants us to live our life trusting in Him most of all. We know that situations are not perfect. We know that human beings are not perfect. But our Lord's care for our future and holding our future is unwavering. And He has our future. And so that's where our ultimate trust is to be lined up with God, trusting God. Now, things get in the way of this trust. We know that fear is one of the greatest obstacles in this journey. And just reading from Psalm 112, again, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Our fears get in the way of living this life of trust with the Lord. Some of our fears we're born with. Dr. John Claypool, in his book Opening Blind Eyes, says there's three basic fears that we're all born with. One is the fear of falling. One is the fear of loud and unexpected noises. And third is the fear of being abandoned and feeling like no one cares for us. These fears never go away. As an adult, these fears become more hidden, but the fear of falling becomes the fear of failing. The fear of being left alone becomes that feeling of being alone. The fear of loud noises, unexpected, becomes change, blindsides, things that happen we don't see coming, bad news perhaps. Those fears remain. There's many other fears. In fact, people that study fear, they find there's hundreds, even thousands of fears. As we think about what makes us afraid, if some of you could speak from where you are, what makes you afraid? Failure? Sickness? The unknown. There's many fears, and I don't know what may have you gripped in fear today, but the message of Psalm 112 is even in the face of bad news, to trust in the Lord, to use the occasion of bad news, the unexpected, the unknown, to draw us even closer to the Lord. Now, in our journey of setting goals for our life, we may think about just setting goals and then we don't accomplish them. Tim Ferriss has come up with a concept where he says, before you write out your goals, you should make a list of your fears. Because your fears are likely the reason that you don't accomplish your goals. So write it out, what's your fear, and how you're going to start to overcome that fear. Let that be a part of your prayer life and your devotional life. How are you going to move through that fear? Trusting in the Lord is at the core of the gospel. There is not a situation, there is not bad news that Jesus' death on the cross does not cover. Just a few months ago, we proclaimed in this sanctuary, Jesus is risen, and he shall reign forever. Remember that? That is the message that speaks right to our deepest fears. Because Jesus has addressed those fears, the very worst of news. He has addressed evil. He's conquered it. He's already got the final word in the face of evil. Evil will not have the final word. Jesus has the victory over evil. Jesus has the victory over sin. He died on the cross. His blood is for the forgiveness of our sins. And in a little while, you'll be invited to the communion table to where you can receive Holy Communion and confess the sin before God, who wants to forgive that sin. And Jesus offers victory even over death. Someone said that at one of our earlier services. That's one of the fears, death. And Jesus offers victory even over death. So the psalmist says, in the face of bad news, do not fear. Trust in the Lord. That's a message that we can take with us this week. Would you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for this time to hear our prayers, to even hear us express our fears, whatever they are. We thank you that we have confidence in you, and we can trust you with every step, with every breath, every day, no matter what comes to us, the unknown, the unexpected. We know that you hold the victory and you hold the future. And we pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And I'm finishing 1 minute early, and I wondered, why am I finishing 1 minute early? Because the closing illustration. And I don't want you to miss it. I opened with an illustration about catching Luke, jumping off into the water. There is an old story of a house burning and a father fleeing and getting outside, only to realizing that his son was perishing in the upstairs. So he called for his 8-year-old son to jump, and he would catch him. But his son refused to jump, saying, "I cannot see you. I cannot see you." The father then said these words, "But I can see you." The son jumped to his safety, knowing that his father could see him. Whatever your fear today, whatever your worry, you may not be able to see at this very moment how God is even at work. But the message of the Bible is clear. Trust in the Lord, even in the face of bad news, difficult times. Your heavenly Father sees you and is there ready to catch you. Amen.